Hello, world.
How goes it?
This is Zach, and you're listening to Reads on the Bitcoin Well podcast. We're sliding into Memorial Day weekend here in the States, and if you're like me, you're probably trying to figure out how to actually unplug for just a few days without checking the charts every 15 minutes. Spoiler, I'll probably check them anyway. But before we cut off, let's actually talk about the news. Yesterday was actually Bitcoin Pizza Day, the 16th anniversary of Laszlo trading 10,000 Bitcoin for two Papa John's pizzas back in 2010. Now, side note, I'm actually in the city, Jacksonville, Florida, where these pizzas were originally purchased, and I've been there with my wife. It sort of feels like a hallowed ground, although it's really just kind of a rundown Papa John's. But at the time, a $41 of pizza cost him 10,000 Bitcoin. At today's price, those same 10,000 Bitcoin would be worth somewhere around $770 million. Was it worth it? Listen, I'm not gonna be the one to judge a man's hunger, but here's what I really love about Pizza Day. It's not just a meme about the world's most expensive lunch. It's a yearly reminder that the people who can think in decades end up looking at the world very differently than the people who can only think in quarters. Laszlo wasn't dumb. He was early, and being early to a foundational shift means the math looks insane in hindsight. And trust me, the man had plenty of Bitcoin. He basically invented GPU mining. But anyway, this is exactly why I love today's article. We're stepping out of the chaos of the news cycle and relaxing into something more foundational. Today, I'm reading Ulysses Alfaro's piece, Bitcoin, the Next Chapter of Humanity. It's less about price action and more about what actually changes when humanity finally gets a base layer of money that runs on rules instead of rulers. Ulysses connects the dots between agriculture, electricity, the internet, and Bitcoin as a civilizational foundation. This is a good one to share with friends and family that maybe aren't ready for the technical rabbit hole yet, but are open to the bigger picture of what Bitcoin can do. As always, drop me a line at z.adair@bitcoinwell.com. That's z.addair@bitcoinwell.com. I respond to everyone. Now sit back, stack sats, and enjoy the show. Bitcoin, the Next Chapter of Humanity by Ulysses Alfaro.
We are living through the beginning of the next chapter of humanity.
All right, that might sound a little dramatic, but I mean it in a very grounded way, actually. Every time humanity has taken a major step forward, something fundamental has changed beneath us. It wasn't just a new invention, it was a new foundation. Agriculture changed how we lived and organized ourselves. Electricity changed how we built and produced, and the internet changed how we communicate and share information. Bitcoin belongs in that same category. Most people still see it as something financial, but what's happening underneath all of that is much deeper. Bitcoin changes the way that we store value across time. It changes the way we coordinate with people we don't know. And it introduces a system of rules that no one controls, but everyone can verify. That may sound a little technical, but the effect is very human. When the foundation of money changes, behavior changes. When behavior changes, culture changes. And when culture changes, civilization moves forward. Bitcoin isn't just a better version of what we already had. It represents a new starting point. And new starting points create brand new chapters. Money is stored human effort. When you work for a week, a month, or a year, you're giving your time and your energy to the world. Money is how you store that energy so you can use it later. It's how you carry today's work into tomorrow. For most of human history, storing value has been pretty difficult. Things rot, they break, they inflate, or get taken. Even modern money slowly loses purchasing power over time. It forces people to think short term and pushes everyone to move faster risk more, and consume now instead of planning for later. Bitcoin changes that dynamic in a very straightforward way. It allows a person to store value in something that can't be inflated, adjusted, or diluted. The supply is fixed. The rules are known. No one can wake up and decide to create more of it. When people trust that their savings will hold value, they behave differently. They think longer term, they become more patient, and they make decisions with the future in mind instead of reacting to constant pressure and stress. Civilizations are built by people who can think beyond the present moment, unlike most people today. When energy can be stored reliably, people build things that take years, sometimes decades. They start businesses with confidence. They invest in their communities. They plan for their children and their grandchildren. This is why Bitcoin is bigger than finance. It strengthens the relationship between effort and reward, and it restores the idea that you work, save, and plan, and your future can actually reflect that discipline. And when that relationship becomes solid again, prosperity grows naturally out of that. For most of history, money has required trust in people. You have to trust a government to manage it. You have to trust central banks to protect its value. And you have to trust institutions to play fair. Sometimes that trust is deserved. Sometimes it's not. Really, most of the time, it's not. But the system always depends on human discretion. Bitcoin introduces something different. It runs on rules instead of rulers. No single person decides how much exists, and no committee can change the supply because it feels necessary. The system is open, transparent, and predictable. Anyone can check the rules, and anyone can verify that they're being followed. This changes trust in a very subtle but powerful way. Instead of trusting authority, you just trust the math and the open code that you can verify. Instead of hoping their system is fair, you can see that it is consistent. The same rules apply to everyone, whether you're an individual saving a small amount or a large institution or government moving millions. When rules are stable, cooperation becomes much easier. People are more willing to build on top of a foundation that can't suddenly shift underneath them. Businesses can plan further into the future. Communities can coordinate without wondering if the underlying system will change halfway through the game. This kind of stability sounds boring, but it's actually revolutionary. Civilizations advance when their base layers are reliable. Roads, electricity grids, communication networks, all of these work because they're dependable. Money is one of the most important base layers we have. When that layer becomes neutral and predictable, everything built on top becomes stronger. Over time, this begins to shape behavior. People take fewer desperate risks. Companies focus more on creating real value instead of financial engineering. Long-term thinking starts to make sense again. Shifts in incentives can change the direction of an entire civilization. Bitcoin connects money to real energy in a direct way. Bitcoin can't be created out of thin air. It has to be mined, and mining requires electricity. That means production. That means real-world input. That means effort. In simple terms, you can't fake Bitcoin into existence. You have to expend energy and time to earn it. For a long time, money and energy have been disconnected. Value could be expanded without a direct tie to physical production. But Bitcoin restores that relationship. It anchors money back to something real. Over time, that changes incentives. Energy that would otherwise go unused can become productive. Remote regions with excess power can participate in a global economy. Innovation around energy becomes more valuable because energy now has a direct monetary expression. When money reflects real production more honestly, resources get allocated more efficiently. This is where the shift becomes philosophical. When people know that value can't be diluted and that production matters, behavior changes. Effort feels meaningful. Saving feels rational. Building feels worthwhile. The system rewards patience and contribution instead of access and privilege. That's why it's not just economic, It's a cultural upgrade. Over time, cultures built on stable money begin to think differently. They focus on durability instead of quick wins. They invest in infrastructure, in education, in long-term projects that take years to mature. Human progress has always accelerated when energy, incentives, and trust are aligned. Bitcoin aligns them. It doesn't force anyone to change. It simply offers a foundation that rewards those who think ahead. And when enough people stand on that foundation, the direction of society begins to shift. When people look back on this period, I don't think they'll talk about price cycles or headlines. They'll talk about what changed underneath everything. They'll realize that Bitcoin wasn't just another financial tool. It was a shift in how humanity stores effort, how we coordinate, and how we think about the future. For a long time, progress has felt unstable, to say the least. Fast but fragile. Innovative but anxious. We build incredible technology on top of a monetary system that constantly moves beneath our feet. Bitcoin offers something steadier. It gives individuals the ability to hold value without asking for permission. It gives businesses a base layer that can't be weakened. It gives societies a monetary system that runs on transparent rules instead of shifting policies. Over time, that stability compounds. Families plan further ahead. Companies invest with more confidence. Communities build without wondering whether the foundation will erode. Energy is directed toward production instead of protection. That is how prosperity grows. Not through shortcuts, but through alignment. When money is stable, effort connects more directly to outcome. When effort connects to outcome, trust increases. When trust increases, cooperation expands. And when cooperation expands, humanity can move forward. Years from now, people may say that we're living through a turning point and didn't fully recognize it. They may realize that Bitcoin wasn't about speculation, it was about maturity. It was about moving from systems based on discretion to systems based on rules. It was about protecting value so that human potential could stretch further across time. Every great leap in civilization has come from strengthening a foundational layer. Agriculture strengthened food production. Electricity strengthened industry. The internet strengthened communication. Bitcoin strengthens money, and stronger money strengthens everything built on top. This is why it feels like the beginning of a new chapter. Not because it is loud, not because it is dramatic, but because it improves the base layer of human coordination. When the base layer improves, so does humanity. And that's how we move forward. 21 years from now, 20 or 30 years from now, saving will feel normal again. A young couple will be able to put aside value for 10 or 20 years without feeling like they need to gamble it in markets just to keep up. They'll not feel constant pressure to chase returns. They'll simply save and build. Starting a business will feel less like a race against inflation and more like a long-term commitment to creating something useful. Founders will focus more on building real products and less on financial engineering. Balance sheets will be stronger because the asset underneath them is strong. Energy production will look different. Remote areas with excess power will plug into a global monetary network instantly. Stranded energy will no longer be wasted. Innovation in energy will accelerate because energy and money are directly connected. International trade will feel simpler. Value will move as easily as information. A designer in one country and a manufacturer in another will settle instantly without layers of friction in between. Governments will still exist, but they'll operate in a world where money can't be expanded. Policies will have to be funded transparently. Discipline will not be optional. Over time, that changes how power is exercised. Most importantly, culture will feel different. People will think longer term. Families will plan across generations instead of election cycles. Communities will invest in durable infrastructure. Education will emphasize building and creating instead of chasing short-term financial wins. Speculation won't disappear, but it will no longer feel necessary for survival. There will be less anxiety around money because the base layer is stable. And when money is stable, people can redirect their energy toward higher goals like innovation, exploration, art, science, and expansion. Humanity moves forward when its base systems are solid. When energy, incentives, and trust are aligned, progress compounds exponentially. That is what the next chapter looks like. And if you want to start that chapter now, go to bitcoinwell.com.